Now we are back to our third set of news items. We have said we cannot avoid mention of the election. And the same seems to go for the Euros, that is the European Football Tournament. There's a special beer brewed locally dedicated to the tournament, but a booze ban for one so-called fan. Fans are also to be seen at what is described as a fan zone at Earlham Park. But first, children get a mention with a new playground proposed, but problems for a local primary school, which has had 8 head teachers in 10 years. Plans for a new playground at a 218 home development in the city have been revealed. It comes as part of the ambitious St James Quay project in Barrack Street that's already seen the first phase of flats and maisonettes completed. With the second and third phases underway, developers are investing in 2 green spaces for the area's growing population, consisting of play equipment, trees and hedgerows. Concept images show the designs for a play area on the western side of the Pullman apartment building, which will include a slide, seesaw, basket swing, double swing and balance boulders. It will also border the Wensum River and Typesetters Way development, which is part of the second phase and yet to be built. The park and playground would replace the pre-existing sales and marketing suite, according to the plans, and no time frame has been provided for its construction so far.
A school on the edge of Norwich, which has had 8 different head teachers in the past decade, has been told to improve by inspectors. Henderson Green Primary Academy in Earlham Grove has been told by watchdog Ofsted that its pupils were suffering as a result of the turbulent time it has suffered. This, inspectors said, was largely down to changes in leadership, which have had 8 different head teachers in charge in the last 10 years. The school is part of the Heart Education Trust, which recently announced that it would be merging with the larger Unity School partnership. Hazel Cubbage, Chief Executive of Heart, said, "Leaders at the school, Heart and Unity, are working together to make sure the school contributes to quickly improve for all children."
Woodfast Brewery, based in Woodbastwick, has unveiled its new and improved English lager, which it hopes will be enjoyed by fans cheering on the Three Lions in pubs across Norfolk this summer. The new look lager is crafted using premium Norfolk barley, together with a blend of English hop strains. The 4% beer is said to be a crisp, clean and refreshing accompaniment to a bumper summer of sport, with the Euros, Wimbledon and Cricket T20 World Cup set to pack out pub beer gardens.
A prolific thief who celebrates his passion for England team on his Facebook page pleaded guilty at Norwich Magistrates Court to a string of thefts of alcohol from 2 city centre branches of Tesco. The court was told his sentence for previous thefts had included a requirement to complete an alcohol treatment order, which involves a requirement to stop drinking. But probation officers said he had told them he was unwilling to undertake it until the end of the Euros on July the 14th. Deputy District Judge Sandeep Pankhania told him, "This is an absolute disgrace and arrogance. You've shown is outstanding." Sentencing to 26 weeks in prison, suspended for 12 months, he warned him he faced being sent immediately to jail if he offended again.
Euros fan zone at Earlham Park. The first England match of the Euros was broadcast to 1,500 excited spectators in Earlham Park on Sunday evening as part of the sell-out event, which featured a big top tent, pop-up food vendors and special guest speakers. The turnout was described by Ollie Blackmore, the event's marketing lead, as an overwhelming success. "We were so full up, at one point we had to stop selling tickets on the door," he said. And the atmosphere inside the tent was phenomenal. England's 1-0 win against Serbia only added to the excitement in the tent, according to Ollie, who hopes the weather will allow the screens to be installed outside for Thursday's match against Denmark.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one, and we'll hand over to Lorna and Mike for part two. So with that, it's goodbye from Lynette and myself. We hope you've enjoyed what we've introduced to you, and that you enjoy the rest of your listening.